Everything in the world has a meaning and value. Therefore, one should not condemn material intellect. But one must understand its value and also limitation of it. The material intellect admits the evidence of the senses. That is the value of material intellect. That is its utility, its function. It fixes the consciousness, that is its utility and function. Both are salutary. But then it goes one step farther. It refuses to open to any other evidence. This is the limitation, and we must guard against it. So long as you demand a proof with physical, the demand is perfectly all right. But therefore to demand and to say that that is the only proof I accept, there can be no other proof at all, that is arrogance. How do you know there are no other evidences at all? The materialist very often says, show me God. And when he says, show me God, means show me physically. I'll believe God if he's there, physically. So long as it demands, there is no problem. Then when you say, look, my friend, God by its very nature is invisible. Repeat it. God by very nature is invisible. If by nature it is, if he is invisible, and then you say, but show me. Then I will tell him, my dear friend, you have not understood my answer. I can show you physically if he was physical in character. But if he by nature is not physical, and still you tell me, show me physically, it only means you don't understand what I mean. God by nature is invisible. If he is by nature invisible and then you say, show me, it means you don't understand my answer. Then he says, but I don't accept anything else. That means that you are refusing to admit that there can be invisible things and yet real. There can be invisible things and yet real. Some of the great thinkers fall into this trap. Because they are so much fixed in physical mentality. Mother had said, for example, people will demand physical transformation in terms of what physical will look like. But she said, that is not the real thing. That will come, but that is the last thing to happen. The physical transformation is a transformation in the subtle physical, which is not visible physically, which is real but not physically perceptible. If something happens there, as a consequence, something will happen in the pure physical. Now, if you refuse to accept it, it means it is because of the tremendous power of the material intellect. Material intellect should realize, it has to be taught, that its demand is accepted, is welcome. But do not be arrogant to pronounce that there is no other evidence admissible. There are many evidences in the world, of many kinds of evidences. I may look grim physically, and yet I may be very cheerful in my heart. This is true of every one of us. Very often we may seem very grim, but in our heart there is bumping enthusiasm. Now, if this is a fact, then it means that physically I may not seem to be very enthusiastic, but the fact is that I am really enthusiastic. So the reality of my enthusiasm is to be seen from where? If you ask that, only if you go on laughing about, then only I'll believe that you are enthusiastic. If you believe only that is the only way of judging whether I am enthusiastic or not, it will be wrong. Because I can be enthusiastic even when my face may seem to be very grim. Now, if this is the fact which everybody knows, then to demand that you must be physically manifesting everything that you feel inwardly is a wrong demand. But such is the condition of, in fact, I would say all of us. Because every one of us has got this material intellect, and everyone has got this arrogance in the side of our material intellect. Even so-called theists, those who believe in God tremendously, you will find in their life a given moment when material intellect becomes very powerful, for even for a short time, and protests, where is that God? He may be lecturing on God himself, and yet in his own life at a given moment this contradiction appears, because all of us are subject to that power of material intellect. Some others are psychologically so tuned that the moment you try to bring any evidence which is not physical in character, he simply turns away. Doesn't see at all.